We're now at the pinnacle of our faith, Easter. And it's also a celebration of those adults who made a decision to become a Christian and were baptized at Easter. And today my guest is Stuart Wallace, who's celebrating his first anniversary of his initiation. So welcome to the journey, Stuart.
Thank you very much for having me.
Before you actually went on this faith journey, what were you actually looking for in your life that you decided to actually go out and start a faith journey?
Yeah, look, good question. My life was fairly complete, like with my family and with my career and things like that. However, I didn't really feel complete within myself. I actually started meditating, and that was to help with some work stresses and things like that. And that sort of led me to look at some of the Eastern sort of religions. But I actually found them, like for myself, a little bit empty, which led me to start looking at recorded church services online. I was a bit nervous going into any buildings, but anyway, I ended up liking how the Catholic masses were run, so I decided to start going on Sundays. And from there, I joined the RCIA program, and then from there, I completed my baptism last Easter.
Great. Since then, how do you feel that your life has changed since that initiation last year?
Surprisingly, my life's changed mostly around relationships with other people. Like, I find that I'm a lot more patient and accepting of other people. I also find that other people are a bit more open to me as well. So that's not something I expected would happen. I also found that my home life was a bit smoother, just in the day-to-day sort of stuff. And also I found, like, with work, I'm much more tolerant and capable, especially dealing when things come up. Yeah, so that's been a bit of a surprise, actually, because I didn't expect that. Also, I'm part of, like, a faith group where we discuss scriptures each week. It's great to get everyone's ideas and pull apart the scriptures. So, yeah, so they're the sort of the big ones, I guess.
We don't want to look at this totally through rose-coloured glasses. So what I want you to tell me now is, what do you think is the biggest challenge that you've faced in becoming a Christian?
It's actually a lot of the day-to-day stuff, particularly with dealing with people that don't sort of have the same sort of faith dimensions. Like, my friends and family are, you know, just some of the conversations around sort of their goals and, you know, materialism and me trying to lead, I guess, a bit more of a simpler lifestyle. Like, I find that they're the biggest challenges for me. Family trying to book holidays on religious events doesn't sort of help. So, yeah, so that's really it.
Yeah, so the barbecue on Good Fridays.
Yes, that's exactly.
It's the difficult one. Let's now look at what is it you think is the most significant thing that you now do in your spiritual life that you didn't do before. What's been the biggest change for you?
Daily prayer. It's definitely the biggest change for me. I try and pray often during each day, and this helps me. It makes my day go smoother. On the days where I don't have these opportunities for prayer, I find things get a bit out of control for myself. So this has been, like, the biggest sort of change. Also, I love sort of reading and trying to unpack the scriptures and get a better understanding. I'm a bit of a nerd, so, like, I like the details and, you know, those kind of things. And that leads me to do some, you know, research and go from there. But it's a really good basis for me. And, I really enjoy it, actually.
Thanks for being part of the journey, sharing a little bit about your faith journey, and I could say happy anniversary for your first anniversary of being a fully initiated Christian.
Great, thanks. Look, thanks so much for having me. It's been wonderful.